one in eight. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
one in eight start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And me, John Richardson. This is the podcast where we usually talk about FPL, but since there's been no PL, there's certainly no FPL. I don't even know if there's F anymore. I don't know if anything exists.
Well, it does. And something that does exist, John,
yes,
is you. And you are now officially an old git. Happy 40th birthday.
Thank
and on behalf
you,
of all the listeners, the production staff, the executive producers, our commissioners, our funders, let me just say,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Grumpy. Happy birthday to you.
I have to say, your George Galloway gets better and better. That is.
Let me tell you, Mr. Richardson, on the day of your 40th birthday, which you celebrate like a decadent Western pig.
I am a Western pig.
You
I'm
are.
Certainly a pig.
How does it feel to be 40, old man?
My ankle hurts and I can't sleep past 7 a.m.
Old
These things
man.
Have all kicked in the last day. It's very annoying.
How did it feel when you first woke up then? Because on the day that we're recording this, it was your birthday yesterday. You're now
yes.
40 years old. Did you wake up and feel old, old man?
Let's be clear. You are 6 weeks from turning 40?
Yep.
Young man?
I'm in my 30s. You're in your 40s. You hanging around with me is... you're a
Is it becoming weird?
Oh, cradle snatcher Rico hanging around with me.
I think I probably feel better than you, actually.
Oh.
Well, I've got a hangover, so that doesn't help. And there's no football, certainly not league football, unless you count England internationals in the nations. What is it, the trophy, the nation's teapot? What is this ridiculous waste of time that we have to endure?
It's not a waste of time.
The
I
league
love it.
Has
the Nations
to be
league.
Finished.
What?
We've got a big league on. We don't have time for this. We have to break off from the league anyway in the middle of winter to go and celebrate the fact that football is broken and the powers that be should all be in prison. So why are we having a weekend off now? My Ooh. Birthday weekend. I should have been going to a Leeds game on my birthday weekend.
He's all old and grumpy. It's not like it was in the good old
well,
days.
You
is it
kids, I remember 66. Yeah, you didn't break off. The boys would play a league game. They'd get straight on the coach and then they'd play an international game. And that's how it was. And then they'd go back to a two up, two down and have steak, chips and peas.
Remember old John from last series?
Yeah, you keep asking me to do that voice again and I can't remember what voice I did.
It was that kind of... Yeah, it was similar to how you did it there. You've made him too cockney there.
He was cockney there. Well, that wasn't old John. That was just an old man.
Well, that's all you are now. Old well, man. Do you feel older? Does it change your mindset at all? Do you go, well, I'm in my 40s now. I'm in a different place.
Yeah, well, listen, it's hard when you trade on your youth like I do. I'm known as a sort of young buck of the comedy world. That's
yeah.
what people who come to my shows think, oh, he's going to roller skate onto the stage in his leg warmers and, you know, snort a load of Tangfastics and talk about the new Anne-Marie album.
Yeah, skinny jeans, BBC Three, T4, cool haircut. That's Rico. Slightly androgynous.
I say things like, this show's going to get lit.
Yeah. Mic drop.
So, you know, obviously those coming to... I would expect my next tour show in Norwich, for example, will be very different to the one I did in Canterbury last week.
Oh, tell me about Canterbury. Have you got a story from Canterbury? A sort of Canterbury anecdote? God, if only there was a phrase.
Yeah, I certainly indulged in a few Canterbury ales.
You're definitely old. You're so old. What's it like being old?
Well, you know, with age comes experience and wisdom, and that's how I come to be 5-2 up in the fantasy league.
Ah,
you know.
But Grandad, see, this is the thing you're forgetting already, old man. You were 5-2 up in your 30s. We haven't played a competitive week since you got old.
No. Well, how do you feel about the upcoming week? Because you, as you know, with youth, you're constantly ejaculating, aren't you, you young people? So you, I believe you used the phrase, spunked your wild card up the wall. You used that in game week 8 to sneak a victory in a dreadful game week. Look at your team now and tell me whether you feel that you use that wild card wisely, and that team that you picked purely to win game week 8 is actually going to do you any good in game week 9.
Was that your tummy?
I don't know, maybe.
I had a little... And it didn't come from this end, so it must have come from your end. His guts have given out. He's just soiled himself.
I have just had a vegan breakfast.
Ooh, was it good?
Well, I mean, it's too much fibre, first thing, if you're a
fibre?
Vegan.
Fibre? What do they put on it?
Well, you don't get the traditional English breakfast contains the dried and salted chemical adult rotting flesh of the pig, and what that does is bind up the guts of the middle-aged man, thus ensuring that he although his farts might stink, he doesn't cack himself until mid-afternoon. But the problem with the vegan breakfast is you have a few beers, you go downstairs, you have a big bowl of fruit, a big glass of orange juice, a hot coffee, and then a range of, albeit beautifully prepared, delicious vegetables. And your guts say, so what are we doing then today? Full evac? Have you got anything on? Or are you just going to be on the toilet all day? That's the problem with the vegan breakfast.
Isn't the idea of a vegan breakfast that you have a vegan sausage? You don't just have a plate of veg. You don't get broccoli and spinach, do you?
Well, it depends. It's obviously been a special weekend for me. I've had a cooked breakfast now 2 days in a row. Lads,
go on,
lads,
boy.
Lads. So yesterday, what do you think was on my breakfast yesterday on the subject of greens? This will shock the listener.
Okay, so tell me where you were. Morecambe.
I was at a cafe called The Hidden Gem.
And what part of the country is that in?
Yorkshire.
Okay, and if you're prepared to give me this information, would you call it sort of trendy, modern, or traditional?
Oh, do you know, you've been there. It's the cafe Lucy and I took you to when you stayed at our house.
I know it. I love it. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to say there is broccoli on there.
Yes, there is. Tender stem broccoli.
Yeah, and I liked it. I had a veggie breakfast when I came, and I thought it was a good addition to it. I remember you carping like a bitch when you got it on your plate. I remember having to calm you down, actually. I was going, mate, it works. It really works.
Yeah, I've got a temper, but I also plan. So what I do is I flip other people's tables. I've sort of got the anger that makes me want to tear up a cafe of an England fan. But I also know I want to eat my breakfast. And if I flip my own table up, that'll have consequences for me. So what I do is I go around flipping other people's tables.
So you had a nice veggie breakfast yesterday, and now you're at a hotel where you've had... Is it fair to say a different type of veggie breakfast then? Has it not been as good?
No, it was. It was delicious. It was hash browns. It was beans. It was mushroom. It was tomato. But the sausage in question, rather than a sort of mock meat protein, was... Okay. It's a sausage I know you're a fan of. I can't stand. Mashed potato with bits of peas and carrots.
Oh, school dinner. Vegetarian sausage.
Awful. It's not a sausage. It's at best... pretentious bubble and squeak that thinks it's a sausage and it's not. I don't mind it. I don't mind a bit of bubble and squeak, but give me a sausage as well. Don't shape my bubble and squeak into a sausage. Pretend you've killed two birds with one stone.
Just a couple of things. I don't think anyone's ever going to call 1980s bird's eye vegetarian sausages pretentious. I don't think anyone has ever been served one of those things and gone, you pretentious twat. What's it all? La-di-da. Secondly, John, they're giving you mashed potato because you're old. They've seen the old man come down in his big pants and they've gone, fill him full of mash because he's going to come out his anus in about 5 minutes anyway.
What do you expect me to chew this? You chew it and then give it back to me. I can't be chewing this at my age. Peas.
Did a member of the nursing staff sit next to you and spoon it into your mouth?
No, but I did have a very awkward birthday dinner. So Lucy booked a favourite restaurant of ours from in Surbiton, where we used to live, on my birthday weekend.
Lovely.
At a table for two. And then her train got cancelled and she didn't arrive. So I had my birthday dinner on my own, sat at a table with happy 40th birthday glitter all over it and a specially printed menu, sat in the window in a busy restaurant and was stared at and mocked. And the waiting staff, I have to say, I don't think they quite believed that I had a wife whose train had been cancelled. I think they thought I'd booked a special lunch on my own. They delivered my meal like they were delivering a care package to a war zone. Oh. They were sort of proud of themselves for doing it, but I'll tell you now, they couldn't wait to get the fuck away from me.
Okay, so I have a lot of questions. One, why didn't you travel together?
I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I was on tour in Canterbury and my wife was at home with our daughter. So okay. We were due to meet in London and three trains in a row got cancelled. That's her argument. That's what she's saying.
Well, did you check the National Rail website or app?
No, but I did have increasingly tearful conversations with her. I was actually fine with it. She was getting very upset. She was saying, oh, no, I'm not going to make it. I can't believe it. What do you want to do? I said, I'm going to go anyway. Of course I'm going to go anyway. It's a nice restaurant. I've got a book with me. I'll have a few drinks and I'll enjoy my dinner.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, something else happened, didn't it, that you're not telling people? Mr. Prankster Boy.
What?
You texted in to leading national radio show and fooled the host.
I did. I can't believe you fell for it. I texted you on what's it called?
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio. You knew full well what it's called.
Yeah. Got you up line and sinker, didn't I? A text about the Nottinghamshire Reds.
What was it? From a guy called Blue Ball.
Blue Ball, yeah. Well, I texted in the guise of, I mean...
Blue Ball's mate.
Well, now you say it, actually, it makes my birthday experience even more tragic that while I was having my birthday dinner on my own, I texted into a radio station to get a shout-out for myself under the guise of somebody else. So
you were listening to
lads.
Me.
I've got the text now. Well, we were messaging, weren't we? Because you were pretending that you weren't coming to have a drink with me later on.
Your wife had very thoughtfully arranged a wonderful surprise birthday party, and I wasn't going to be the sort of chump who gives that away, even if I thought you'd rumbled it.
Yeah.
No way. I thought it would be... You have to keep the element of surprise.
Admirable commitment to the lie. You lied to me. I know you were all trying to do a nice thing, but you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you, did I? I didn't say I wasn't going to see you later.
You lied to me. You didn't tell me that you were all meeting up to celebrate my birthday with me, and that was a lie.
So you're annoyed that people arranged a party for you?
You all lied to me. You deceived an old man. I don't know how long I've got left.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Talking of deception, read out the filth that you had me read out. And I truly believed it was from a genuine member of the public.
Do you know I got you straight away? First word, lads, exclamation mark. And I thought I'll appeal to his baser instincts. He thinks he's this cool DJ who's got an army of fans who think they're the lads, the lads in the studio. D-Jock. Lads, can you wish a happy 40th birthday to Blue Ball? Massive Forest fan who can't wait for next season in the Championship when you can get served quicker at the bar again.
Oh, I bet you were delighted with yourself, weren't you?
Ah, well, I just thought you knew. I just thought, given that, not to let the listener into too much of a window into what a simple man you are, but simultaneously while I sent that text, we were texting about the fact it was my 40th birthday. So I thought, surely the fact that we are having two text conversations about 40th birthdays, a little alarm bell will ring. 40th birthdays. That's the other thing. I can't talk at the moment. I had an incident on stage in Canterbury where I got so many words wrong, I thought I was developing some sort of neurological condition.
You are old.
Things are starting to go. And it appears it's consonants first that are disappearing at a rate of knots. Well, but yeah, I can't believe. And I mean, who calls themselves Blue Ball?
It did cross my mind that it might be you, but it didn't cross my mind for long or deep enough. You did get me with that. I am thick.
But very oddly, the text before that you read out was from somebody
was from
in Morecambe.
Someone who'd been to the ranch house.
Yeah. And incredible. That wasn't me, but it was a good show, I have to say. You did very well to do a football show when there was no football. It was very funny, and I enjoyed it, and you kept me company my sad, lonely dinner.
Every Saturday, 2 till 5. But on behalf of all of us, John, seriously, happy birthday. The party was great.
Yes, thank you to you for coming, and thank you to my wife for organising a party, and thank you to Ruby Turner for singing in the pub that I met my wife in. One of the most special moments of my life. Very special. She's an exceptional talent.
It was phenomenal. It was very, very cool. So happy birthday to you. Obviously, this week...
It was very, very cool. You weren't watching, you turd. You got shushed.
Who did I get shushed by?
You got shushed because you were talking during I Would Rather Go Blind, which is probably the best live performance I've ever seen. Ruby Turner singing I Would Rather Go Blind in a back room of a pub. It was... absolutely. It was a spiritual moment. And I say that as a man without a soul. And you got shushed by Shappy Corsandi because you were talking.
No, I was trying to shush Pete Furman and I got shushed for shushing.
No, you lying turd. You were in the corner hammered, chattering away. I knew you were hammered when I saw you drinking cider. There's always
damn
a red
it.
Flag. Staggered over with a bottle of Rattler.
Yeah. Damn it. Damn it. I didn't ruin the party, did I?
You ruined a spiritual moment.
No, don't you dare. Don't say that, because I did in the morning think, oh, God. I vaguely remembered getting shushed. I was like, oh, no, don't tell me I was the prick.
Yeah, well, it was the bit where you turned around and said, don't you shush me. I'm fucking talking about Nottingham Forest here.
I didn't do that.
And then you threw a pint at the stage. He said, I hate music and I hate all of you. Do you not remember any of that?
And I went, play some Oasis.
Yeah, put some Oasis on for my mate Blue Ball.
It was wonderful. The football this week, of course, there was lower league. There was Nations League football, which we know you hate. Thriller.
There was lower league football, England versus Germany.
Oh, get over it. So let's just deal with this at the start, because Harry Maguire is getting a load of abuse. I really like Harry Maguire, and it's obvious to me what's happening is the sheer level of abuse he's getting is affecting him. He's being bullied by a country. It's driving me mad.
I actually am more offended by the treatment of Gareth Southgate than Harry Maguire.
Yes.
There was an interview. Did you see I didn't see the game. I was celebrating my birthday. But I did see the interview before the game where the interviewer asked Gareth Southgate, so has it occurred to you that if the game doesn't go well, then perhaps a full Wembley won't be the atmosphere that you want?
Yes, I saw that clip. I thought it was appalling.
You had a real twinkle in your eye when you said that. It was awful. It was such a horrible... The tone of the interview was horrible.
But you know what? I'm glad he said that.
We're a penalty shootout away from the only tournament win of our lifetime under Gareth Southgate, with a team that nobody expected to do anything.
Yeah. And the only final of our lifetime. And he's done this on the back of a World Cup semi-final. And I was glad that he said that, because I think sometimes the public don't see what people in the public eye have to put up with, whether it's people like Gareth Southgate,
Go on, mate. On yourself, but people like me.
No, I'm talking about elite level. And
those guys of us that are out there on the front line trying to generate content.
he's obviously used to some broadcasters being slightly sly with him. You know, they're all nice and nice to your face. They get a quote and then they write it up in a way that doesn't reflect the tone of the conversation you had with them. And I was glad he said that. This is a remarkable man who, do you know what? I think Gareth Southgate's the closest thing to a prime minister we've ever had as an England manager. And I think he, and I mean that as a compliment in terms of a responsible one. I think once he gets to a point where he thinks he can't do the job and can't make England successful, I think he would go. I think it's his for as long as he
wants. Well, I've said this before. I hope he does go. I don't want to see a good man. And I think Gareth Southgate is a good man. And I can say that as a man who's urinated next to him.
I
didn't look at his willy out of respect.
Piss pals.
The esteem in which I hold Gareth Southgate stopped me looking at his cock. And there's not many England managers' cocks I wouldn't have looked at. But I chose to let Gareth's penis remain a mystery to me because I respect the man. And I hope that he doesn't have to suffer the indignity of a Qatar World Cup because I think he's better than that. And I think he should leave. And I think he should have the memory of that wonderful tournament last summer, home tournament in which we did very well, thanks to the beautiful Calvin Phillips. It's a memory that we should hold.
Want us to win the World Cup, and I think he's our best chance. And
we're not going to.
Remember the lead up to Euro 96, all the Gaza stuff and the dentist chair, the run up to Italia 90. In fact, for most of Italia 90, Bobby Robson was under siege. I don't know. Maybe in a way this oddly sort of galvanises them all and they've got something to prove. I mean, you saw the way that Kane celebrated his penalty last night. There's a group of players who are obviously slightly sick of the treatment they get it. I mean, it's mad. It is. I know that history could talk about football fans being fickle and everything, but it was only like a couple of suicides last year.
Yeah.
We got to the final and he's a god. And already people are getting rest. I just think there's an element of football fans that will always be idiots.
83% of England fans want Gareth Southgate out.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
It's a fact.
Based on who and what and where, when, why?
A poll I conducted last night of 7 England fans.
Hang on. So what's 83% of 7 then? Quick, go on. Come on, old man.
Well, I was sort of, I think 6/7 won't be far off, will it? That's the figure I was going in my head. 6 out of 7, 0.85. So it's actually 86%. But I think off the top of my head, I'm quite happy with those stats. I think, to come up with a very low fraction that roughly equates to 83%. At my age...
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to, I'm sat here in a puddle of my own piss. I think I've done quite well there.
Your little milky eyes. When the door opens now, you don't quite look in the right direction. You're always slightly looking to the side or over someone now.
Farmy, is that you? Oh. 6/7 of 5 is 0.85. Is Gareth Southgate?
Yeah, whatever. Time for your bed bath.
The worst, I'd love a bath. There's only a shower here, but I do need to sit down and rest these old joints.
Oh, have you washed yet today, talking of which?
No.
God!
What a weird question to ask. You young people are obsessed with flesh. you love water and skin, don't you, you young people?
Our shower's broken, so I had to just stand
so
in the bath.
So you haven't washed?
No. This is where we differ. Old man, I had to stand in the shower, just turn the tap on and just splash water over myself like an elephant in a bad zoo. I had no idea where that sentence was going. That was running away from me like some mad cart.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did, I laughed at my own line. But always tricky as a comedian, isn't it?
You can't be properly clean. So are you using the tap in the bath, or you made that sound like you're using the tap from the sink and sort of cupping the water and then splashing it on yourself?
Tap in the bath. I used the tap in the bath and soaked myself up with lotion.
God.
What's it called?
This is like
shower
the opposite
gel
of a sexy phone call. Do you want to speak to soapy men in your area?
So I soaked myself up.
Use the tap in the bath and I get myself all lathered up right up me crack. And then I sort of cup the water and I spoon it all over me hairy boobs.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
But then I got a, what's it called? Not a handkerchief. A flannel. And then just scrubbed it all off. So I've had a thorough wash. Probably more thorough than a shower, actually.
You make it sound like grouting.
More abrasive, yeah. It was like a sort of, I imagine, sort of like a, prison.
What's up with your shower?
Well, we've got one of those things where the shower thing is connected to the bath tap, but it's cracked off. But it's a permanent fixture, so it's cracked off. So we've had to just order one of them rubber ones off the internet. Which again, really? Sounds like a funny phone call.
Yeah. Oh, I've not seen one of them for years. I know. Very reminiscent of the 80s, those rubber shower things.
So hopefully it works. The shape of the tap might make it tricky. No, but look, we're just...
Do you feel like... I always, when I use them and you sit in the bath, I always feel like a big baby. Because it's sort of like washing a baby, isn't it? When you're sort of squatting, sat in the bath, showering yourself down. There's something quite undignified, I think, about showering yourself down from a seated position.
Yeah, you always feel like certainly the small of your back is not getting the attention it would get if you stood up in the shower. Because you can just sort of rotate like a rotisserie chicken, can't you, when you stood up in the shower and you basically just spin around on the spot, you pirouette, and the force of the impact will deal with a lot of the crud. But obviously, if you just plonked down, you haven't got the wiggle room. It's an uncomfortable gig.
It's like washing a dog that's just rolled in shit.
Talking of which.
Hello.
Hello at cpfpl.com. Now, obviously, last season we explored the curse, and I think on some level the curse is still out there, but this endless talk of shit eating has...
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you saw the headline this week. Various news outlets. I'm going to read the headline in the Manchester Evening News. Woman spends 3 days in hospital after her daughter's dog accidentally did a poo on her face while she was asleep. And the byline is the quote, "It was disgusting and I was hurling violently for hours after. I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth."
This is from what, the Daily Star?
Sorry?
This is like a Daily Star story.
This is in the Manchester Evening News. So that I would say that adds a credible element to it. Yeah. So I'm going to read this out to you. You ready?
Yes, please.
A woman spent 3 days in hospital after her daughter's dog accidentally did a poo on her face while she was asleep. Amanda Gomo, 51, was taking an afternoon nap with Chihuahua Belle when the pooch became ill and had violent diarrhea. The mum of three was asleep with her mouth open, top and tailing with Belle, when the messy accident occurred and some got in her mouth. She ran to the bathroom to be sick, but later ended up in hospital with a gastrointestinal infection passed on from her pooch. Amanda from Bristol said, "I was having my afternoon nap with Belle, like I always do, when I suddenly felt something squirt in my mouth. I rushed to the bathroom and my son was in the shower, so before I washed it out, I had time to take a quick snap. It was disgusting and I was hurling violently for hours after. I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth." Oh, my word. Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
I mean, I would take issue with the phrase accidentally pooped in her mouth.
You think the dog did it on purpose?
Well, I would say if you sleep in such close proximity to a dog's anus that if that dog shits, it goes in your mouth, that's on you, I think. That's not really, and that's like accidentally, you know, sticking your hand in a thresher. Your hand shouldn't be near it. You shouldn't have a dog's anus close to your gaping, sleeping mouth.
Yeah, I mean, especially a chihuahua as well. Like, it's a small
dog. Yeah, it's a small dog, isn't it? When it says topping and tailing, it's basically putting on a fake moustache. She just draped the dog across her sleeping mouth and it's crapped on her.
For it to reach a chihuahua, I mean, I guess if it's got the squits, then maybe you get a bit of force and you know, it'd be like, you know, when you squirt something out of a Lucozade sport bottle, that little kind of sports sphincter where you do get pressure that would add velocity and distance. But still, I mean, it's not a St. Bernard, is it? It's a chihuahua. It must have basically been sleeping on her face.
Let's just make it clear. We wish her well, and the thoughts of everyone at the CPFPL community are with her while she recovers. But don't have your dog in your bed.
No, but you talk about shit eating.
Yeah.
You know what? It's starting to bloody well happen out there.
Do you think this might be the start of a sort of national plague of people having their mouths shat into by animals?
If you've been affected by animal mouth shitting, please get in touch. Hello at cpfpl.com.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So, John, to celebrate Harry Kane's curse being well and truly over, I have signed up with Harry's Razors for a trial set. They sent me an expertly engineered handle, a five-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in a German factory, and it comes with a precision trimmer. The set's also got foaming shave gel for effective lubrication and a travel blade cover for when you're on your travels. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine a travel blade cover to be, but you get one. You also get a free hydrating night lotion. I know how much you need to hydrate yourself at night. So a Harry's kit is exactly what you need to keep that dry, peeling face from dropping off your very skull. So, dear listeners, you can get the very same. If your skin is as bad as John's, then get it now. Support our podcast and start your own skincare journey by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you need to do is pay £3.95 to cover delivery. Just go to harrys.com/comedians and have your trial set and free night lotion delivered to your door. That's harrys.com/comedians. John, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Excellent. I've got some very exciting news.
You've ordered me a new chair.
No, better. We've been approached to make our very own CPFPL beer to accompany the podcast with Leeds' very own Kirkstall Brewery. I think we should open it up to the listeners to suggest. Get in touch. What should the comedians playing FPL beer taste like? Email us at hello@cpfpl.com with some suggestions. And for a bit of inspiration, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious. So what should it be like? Should it be dark and bitter like John's soul, or should it be light and positive, sparkling and popular like one of my mates? As well as brewing great beer, they also own some of the best pubs in West Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Beer Cafe in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. I'm going to do a pub crawl around all of them. Listeners can get 20% off everything on Kirkstall's online shop with the code CPFPL20, and look out for a very special collaboration beer from us and Kirkstall very soon. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com and click on shop.
Oh, actually, can I get a little plug for my London dates in? I'll just do it in a way that...
No.
I'll just link in after other bits and pieces. So just hold on, I'll just get my dates up now. Thanks, guys.
Do you want me to give you a tea?
Yeah, go on then.
Shall I queue you up?
Yeah, go on.
Hey, when are you next going to die on your arse at a gig?
You're a piece of work. I'm doing three London shows. The final performances of my Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right tour, which obviously, the last time I performed it, Boris Johnson was Prime Minister and the Queen was our monarch. And now we've got Liz Truss and King Charles. So it'll be fully updated in time for...
Yeah, if you want to see some out-of-date political material.
No, fully updated, exclusive, bonus, new content.
Your show's more like an iPhone. It's constantly updating.
Exactly. I'm playing the Leicester Square Theatre on the 18th of October. And I'm playing the Bloomsbury Theatre on the 21st and the 28th of October. So the last three performances of this show, which includes, yes, topical, political, searing satire, but also silly football stuff and, you know, just general bants. You know, if you're into this, you're into that. You know what I mean, John?
Do you do a Liz Truss impression?
You'll have to come and see.
No, then.
I'm working on it, mate.
And no, I wouldn't work on it too hard. She'll be out by the time you do your show.
The international debut of my Liz Truss impression will exclusively be on the 18th of October 2022 at the
Holy
Leicester
shit.
Square Theatre. You can get tickets for that at mattford.com/2022tour. Just go to mattford.com. It'll be obvious from there.
All right.
Cheers.
mattford.com. What comes up? Oh, there you are. Look, it's a wonderful poster. It's a really good tour poster.
It's a good poster, isn't it? It's more that I want to get three more uses out of it, really.
You got a lot of tabs, haven't you? That's a sign you're doing all right.
Do you think?
How many tabs do you think you've got on your website?
Well, I've got the website open so I can see.
9 tabs.
2, 3.
That's all right, isn't it? Somebody's a big boy.
I worry.
What do you worry about?
Too many tabs.
It's a lot of tabs. 2022 UK tour, political party live, political party podcast, book, press, about, videos, contact, mailing list. Are you ashamed of the podcast, mate? Don't see anything about the bloody podcast there, do we?
Come on.
Let's see what it says on your about section. Matt is one of the...
Oh, what are you doing?
How would you feel if I read your website blurb out to you? Matt is one of the country's most in-demand satirists. When did you write that?
I didn't write this.
Having appeared
for me
on
by
the Royal
High-end PR agency. Every word precision engineered.
Mock the Week, Rory Bremner's Coalition Report, an Election Report, 8 out of 10 Cats, Question Time, This Week, and John Richardson Grows Up. Nice to get a nod in paragraph one.
Well, there you go, you see. It probably does need oh, my God, it does need updating. You know,
2015, so
all right, all right,
take
all right.
His sellout, critically acclaimed 2014 Edinburgh Festival. Fringe show.
You scumbag. All right, I'll get on to him. I'll get it updated, all right?
Yeah, do that, mate.
When I get the listeners to do a biog for you.
Yeah, write a biog for Matt Ford. Why don't you send us in hello@cpfpl.com an up-to-date blurb for Matt Ford where you list all his accomplishments and things he's good at. And I think I'm right in saying this, Matt, you will pledge to have that put on your website in the next week, yes?
Well, obviously, if one of them is genuinely good enough, then yes. If there's one I really like and I think, wow, that's nailed it, then bang on, man.
Okay, fine. But let me make this clear. I don't want you to do it properly. Don't list his accomplishments. Write about him puking up in a Toby Carvery and being a mess.
Lovely. Lovely bit of business. Well, John, happy birthday. That's all we've got time for this episode. We'll be back later on in the week with another episode.
And if you want some more of this nonsense, don't forget we're launching a subscription service on anotherslice.com where you can get bonus episodes of the podcast, unheard content from these regular episodes, and lots of other extras. You'll still be able to get this regular show for free, but go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL for details. First exclusive episode is on the platform now, and here's a little taste.
I said, well, I always ask, you know, I didn't particularly enjoy those years, so I like to see whether the youth of today have it as hard as we had it. And I wouldn't want to be young now. I didn't enjoy it then. I think it's even worse now in terms of the options available and the world you're facing. So I said, does he know what he wants to do? And the taxi driver said, no, he's just discovered fingering.
Remember, send us new format and strand ideas you want to hear on the podcast this season. Tweet @ComediansFPL or email hello@cpfpl.com. We're on Instagram, search for Comedians Playing FPL. We're on Facebook @ComediansFPL. And if you get the chance, please leave a nice review on wherever you get your podcasts, because that's nice to do, isn't it? It's nice. What goes around comes around. You leave a nice review for us and I'll come to where you work and tell everyone you're great. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.